I'm Diane Accent, and you are listening to Evergreen Snow Waltz. Winter weather can bring with it so many sudden changes. Going from freezing, bitter, snowy, and sometimes even damp. Downright miserable, you might say. Well, at other times, it's just predictable old man winter stirring up the clouds covering our heavens. Now try and picture a gloriously bright sunshine moment, crispy delivered in the middle of a cold Canadian winter. Sunlight is twirling off hanging cut glass tied to the end of nylon fish line. Strung from unknown beginnings, decorative crystals seem to have minds of their own as they mysteriously fall out. Coming from behind batten lace valances gathered across big picture windows. Their colors are perfectly joined and in unison, each is wildly twirling to the sound of music only they can hear. Could it be coming, perhaps, from a glorious prince playing their favorite piece, the Evergreen Snow Waltz? What an enchanted thought! Why, in one perfect movement, dozens of cut prisms have taken the sun's playful lead, sending rainbows to swirl across the walls of my cozy inside world. Looking out over miles of ocean that touch faraway beaches, the views from my windows are not only breathtaking, they make me feel like I'm in the middle of a constantly moving picture. One that has been painted by an artist with a master plan for world detail. My wanderings settle around a cluster of very tall evergreens, deeply rooted close to this property. Covered in snow now that has piled heavy on their branches, they seem barely able to show off their age-old loveliness of long green needles. Surely there's nothing to stop branches from remembering what is on the outside of their cozy darkness, though. In the bright afternoon, it could be fun for covered trees to show off. "Oh, look at me," they could be saying. "Look what this lovely day has given me." How would trees know that all those lovely blankets of snow that are so enjoyable to them now will soon be melted away by the warm sun? When that happens, each limb is going to be forced to give up their newly claimed jewels of white crystal droplets. Why, if I were a tree, I'd be wishing for cold, crisp air to return quickly so that more pleasure could be gotten from the day's sparkling ice over my snowy arms. Can they be warned? Told their joy is going to be counted in minutes only today, as insistent heat from the sun beats down on us all. Oh, what good would a warning do anyway? Other than ending too soon their bit of fun under the snow. Not to mention that if the sun gets its way, as it always tries to, the pure covering of white over deep dark limbs will soon be but a distant memory. It's so amazing to me that we're all sharing in these same pleasures together and wanting to have them for as long as Mother Nature will allow. Each of us is completely helpless to stop sunlight from pouring into our homes, bouncing off the walls, and melting away long delicious icicles hanging from rooftops. As much as I can, I too want to enjoy this bright, lovely winter day, so no whispered warnings will leave my lips. Now won't the needles be glad they got to play longer with their bright colored rainbows casting off from the sparkling white snow? Me too, because just that quick, by watching and using my imagination, a joyful feeling has come inside my spirit too. just like that. And I simply love it. Why, winter sunshine can go right ahead and tickle up smiles as much as it wants. Just to have those crystals continue to move smoothly in their dance, leaving behind rainbows on my walls, everywhere they go. Well, it is a marvelous, magical experience, and I want to partake in it too. Oh, look, over to the north. A surprise movement of snow is coming from around the corner of those houses, where the wind has crept up to the tree branches and is shaking on their white blankets. Some of the light snow is leaving the limbs and taking to the air like long, whimsical streamers of gauzy strips, swirling, then going off in clean sweeps. They seem to be powered along so fast that even the breezes can't catch them. They've gone quickly out to the ocean, mixing long streams of rising sea smoke with light, fluffy snow. Up high, and away they go. Countless clusters of snowflakes all joined together. And in an instant, when they magically became little clouds, I was able to see how they gently lifted and went straight into an opening of blue, meeting up with the clear sky and disappearing into a higher paradise. Along the ground, more snow is almost billowing like a gentle moving stream. In some places, it seems so mystical in its arrival that it takes on the look of a sunbeam waterfall, with snow gracefully tumbling straight down, out from a patch of blue heaven. Flakes swirl and dance, moving quickly enough even the sun can't seem to catch up. Imagine big flakes of snow in the hands of dazzling sunlight. Wishing perhaps that like children out in a snowy day, they could each land freely wherever they desire, delightfully splish, splashing about, and stirring up a storm. There is no one to scold them or to protectively worry. Their fun would be in such chaotic organizing of beautiful changing views. How brilliant! Little snowflake rascals that dared to dream of becoming champions of the day. Each was trying to break the record for outrunning beams of sunlight. Beyond the field and over treetops, the shoreline stretches the imagination. I scan dreamily for miles and inhale the breathtaking picture of water, the color of lavender mixed with aqua blue. With growing interest, I notice a small fleck of red with a wake breaking the surface around it. The trailing white spray is from a boat going out to the bay. From the way it's heading towards the passage, and from years of watching the same sight over again, I know it's powered at full speed and will very soon be out on the rough open waters of the ocean. Freely it will sail off, riding the waves in search of a sailor's harvest. This town has a beautifully romantic harbor as well, and is a place where it's not only fishermen with their rich catches who consider themselves fortunate. Although winter weather can sometimes seem to be harsh, it's Canadian skies that gifts are warmly delivered with Godspeed, maybe even sent down through an opening in the clouds. My mind continued to drift out over the water, and in a surprised minute, instantly, I'd landed a lovely memory of giant snowmen and magical ice forts built by children playing in the high drifts of my northern Ontario streets. Like fishermen dressed in their heavy clothing and sturdy evergreen trees with their limbs safely under a blanket of snow, I too was bundled in layers meant to protect me from the bitterness of the season. It never seemed to matter much then how cold it was outside, because all I wanted to do was just jump into the snow. Then dancing in the arms of winter snow angels, moving to snowflake sounds made of pure magic, my child's heart was completely thrilled. Lying on my back, with small mittened hands stretching up over my head, every part was perfectly fitted in the snow. Into what must have seemed like a fortress, touching from head to toe. Heavily snow-suited arms and legs, moving to the soundless flutter of wings and frosty, crisp air swishing. I couldn't wait to own that feeling as I reached out and up to gather in as much fun as I could, all the while gazing at the white sky above my little body, feeling perfectly safe. Not knowing that caught on my long little girl lashes were delicate flakes of frozen ice, casting prison rainbows from my eyes, each landing safe in my soul. Remembering then will always give me back that same feeling now. In long ago days of my youth, wasn't I like the evergreen standing proud before me here today? Filled with peace, gathered in from knowing the pureness in newly fallen snow. And then being in awe, watching how frosty flakes take leaps of joy into the arms of a playful dancing breeze. Maybe like the evergreen, too, I still feel I want to celebrate when down comes the snow, no matter what condition it's in. If that truly is so, then with pure heartfelt happiness and lots of laughter expelled, I think, why? Why not keep it simple by surrendering to all pleasures a lifetime can bring? The magic of winter will continue to hold our wonder because snow is so much fun. And it's fun in all seasons of a human's life. With extremes in our lives, or the weather, there are still going to be many experiences we can call gifts too, if we choose. Surprises, like priceless images and natural beauty that can leave us speechless, each perfectly designed and timelessly presented. Out of a cold day, we can discover beautiful presents, each put on display for our personal pleasure, right within our reach to touch, or before our eyes to be seen. By viewing life with a happy and positive perspective, we can look forward to enjoying all kinds of neat people and interesting events, even in an afternoon of changing cold weather. Like when the wind might suddenly arrive from out of nowhere and cut in on a dance with the trees. Or you'll see sunlight suddenly splash over long-forgotten crystals hanging in the window. And we imagine cold winter breezes sending clouds to slip into slivers of icy blue sky. Decide now that living is going to be fun, even if it's just imagining possibilities. Then let your heart sing for joy when you see, for one more time, how a rainbow takes off dancing when winter sun throws off its glistening jewels. Give yourself permission to be happy. Explore every day as if everything in it is like a surprise package being delivered from out of nowhere. Then I guarantee you'll have another chance at remembering once more how you felt when you experienced something for the very first time. With gratitude for all that you have now, go back to smiling. Even if it's only at the memory of warm, laughing children caught throwing snowflakes in the surprised faces of us all. Then remember when you did that too, and think of trees moving to the music of a winter's imagined snow waltz.